A report released by the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce shows manufacturing grew from a $7 billion industry in 1991 to $22.5 billion in 2011.
That is right up there with the biggest industries that we have in San Antonio.
Chamber President Richard Pettis says a spotlight on the industry appeared when Toyota rolled into town. But he says half of all manufacturing companies in the area are small. They still make a big splash on the economy, though.
Salaries have grown. So this is a place for young people to really find excellent jobs that will fulfill the needs of their families and themselves as being citizens of this community.
Education is the biggest hurdle, he says. A program at the Alamo Colleges called Just in Time is helping train students for specific jobs. Victor Campos, a veteran, will graduate in March.
There's not enough of skill workers out there, and basically this program does great into training people.
Through the program, he will be guaranteed an interview, which will most likely lead to a job. Deneen Tomlin works with the students. She knows what they're going through. She was in their shoes when she says the semiconductor industry in San Antonio went bust.
Personally, for me, it's more like a mission than a job. The fact that we are actually helping people to do what we weren't able to do several years ago in reinventing yourself, to actually come and start a new career.
The report says manufacturing jobs aren't growing everywhere. That's why Pettis says San Antonio should take advantage of the rare opportunity. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.